Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. And we're here with Marty Perlmutter. He is the Maine Department of Labor's Rapid Response Coordinator for Southern Maine. Marty provides assistance to hundreds of companies and thousands of individuals facing layoffs. I've worked with Marty quite a bit over the years, and certainly the outplacement side of the world. And he has done a great job of bridging the gap between what seems to be the undaunting task of being an unemployed individual to understand that there are helpful services out there provided by the state. Marty, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. So, you know, I think one of the things I wanted to talk about today with you is, you know, people have this feeling of, you know, what happens if I get laid off? What happens if, the unforeseen happens and the business closes? What do I do? So I know that you've certainly talked about this a lot. If you could give like a quick overview to, you know, alleviate some fears, that would be great.
Well, David, you know, one of the very common reactions being laid off is panic and the normal human emotions of losing a job, panic, fear. It's a sense of loss for a lot of people. I was at a company recently and the term family was used. People were not only losing their job, they're losing a sense of being with family members. So that's all normal stuff, and people have to go through that process of getting to the point where they're ready to move forward. So at that point, there are a number of services available through the Maine Department of Labor, as well as companies like your own and others out there to help people.
You know, one of the things that we talk about is that losing your job is probably second only to death. You know, you are with a family. You work with them in some cases more than you actually see your spouse. You know, this is a traumatic experience, and to know that there are assets and resources out there are critical. So take somebody through. I've just lost my job, and, you know, I'm out the door. I'm standing there, and you know, I've recovered to the point that I at least can make the phone call. Who do you call? What do you do? You know, where do you go?
Well, one of the systems set up for people who've lost a job through no fault of their own is unemployment compensation, and it's a opportunity for people to have some income while they're looking for work. So very often we see people walk into what we call our career centers saying, "I'd like to file for unemployment," thinking that there's actually a place to go. The reality is that everything these days, like so many things, are done online, on the internet, and over the phone. So people are encouraged to file an unemployment claim over the internet or phone and to get that process started as soon as possible after they've lost a job.
You know, companies, as they're thinking about laying off or having to deal with downsizing, can do things sometimes in advance to make this process a little easier for the individual. And certainly I know that through our organization, CMA, we've done a lot of outplacement work with organizations and provided them services. Tell me a little bit about how the state handles that and what the state can provide and help with that process.
The program that's in place to assist companies and individuals is called the Rapid Response Program. And the idea is to meet with individuals prior to their layoff to talk about the services available, unemployment compensation, career center services to help someone obtain a new job or training if they need that, options for health care and health insurance. Too often we hear about layoffs after the fact, and we're trying to catch up with individuals almost when it's too late. The ideal situation is to have as much headway, as much time as possible, to meet with individuals, set up meetings, and really help with the start of that transition to a new employment opportunity.
There are many career centers throughout the state, and I know there's certainly one right in downtown Portland. First of all, how many career centers are there?
There are 12 throughout the state.
Yeah, are they regionally diverse, or how are they set up?
There have been many more in the past, but with so many organizations having to cut back, there's one in York County and Springvale. There's one in Portland, Brunswick, Lewiston. Many of the major cities of the state have a career center, and scattered around, particularly northern Maine as well.
A few shows ago, we spoke to Richard Freund. He's from the Department of Labor as well. I'm sure you know him, and he used to head up this Springvale Career Center.
Correct.
And now, of course, he's up in Augusta. Tell me a little bit about, you know, the Career Center's managers and what they're responsible for and how they can help you.
You know, I always think of the Career Center as being a place to go for assistance with the job search process. And I think there are three different types of people who come in to the Career Center. One who says, I'm perfectly capable of looking for work on my own, I just don't know where the jobs are. Is there a list? Well, there used to be a board people would see, and they could review that. Now everything is on the internet through the Maine Job Bank, and that could be found at mainecareercenter.com. Other people come in for help with the mechanics of looking for work. And there are various workshops, groups like the Unemployed Professionals Group that meets in Portland every Tuesday. People like yourself have been speakers there and help with the process of looking for work. Then there are people who need some education or training to find new employment. So as a dislocated worker, that's the term that's used when people are laid off through no fault of their own. By the way, some one bank calls their laid off workers severed employees. So dislocated, severed, both very painful to go through.
I think we need to work on these terminologies.
I think you're right.
Just
absolutely.
A little. It sounds a little too painful.
It is very painful. But workers who lose a job and need some education or training in order to get reemployed certainly have that option to inquire about the availability of those types of services. So the Career Center managers really oversee all of those things. The other part of the Career Center is really the hub, is what you might call the information center. In the information center, telephones, copying machines, fax machines, computers, all at no charge to the individuals coming in to use that. Many people use the information center as their home base for their job search.
Well, I certainly know that sometimes individuals leave their job, they have to leave their laptop, a cell phone, you know, other parts that they're used to having in terms of the day-to-day operation of their lives. And the Career Center gives them an opportunity to have those at no cost because
Correct.
The state is providing these for them for a period of time. And I think that that's an important element that needs to be out there. That's an important fact that individuals might need to know.
You know, sometimes people come in, they say, you know, I'm not looking for a handout, which is wonderful. But we've paid for these services through our taxes, and people should utilize what's out there to help them towards their next opportunity.
Over the last year or two, we've certainly seen some changes in the state in terms of overall, you know, budgets and so forth. Are there still plenty of resources for individuals and organizations out there?
There really are. You know, it's funny. I hate snow, but one thing I like.
You live in Maine, Marty.
This is
you
true.
You live in Maine, and I realized 2012 there wasn't a lot of snow, but
I think I was spoiled. But I'm always curious to see all of the organizations that cancel meetings at the bottom of the screen, and it's amazing the numbers of organizations and services that are out there. People usually don't know what those are, and one of the roles of the Career Center is to help someone get from point A, which is maybe where they are, once they're notified about a layoff, to point X, Y, and Z. And there are a lot of support services, particularly in the southern part of the state, a little more scattered perhaps in some other parts of the state, but there are a lot of resources out there.
We're talking with Marty Perlmutter, and we'll be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution.
We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Is it time for you to own your own business? Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care, is assigning franchises with protected territories across America at an affordable cost. Visiting Angels franchises send experienced caregivers to non-medical home care to thousands of adults nationwide, so they won't have to move into a nursing home. Call Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. Look us up on the web at www.livingassistance.com. You'll receive initial training and years of ongoing guidance, including teleconference training workshops. Thousands of home care client leads are distributed to franchisees each month from national advertising on the internet and radio. Speak to our 300 franchisees to learn how this senior home care franchise has changed their lives. Call Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. Look us up on the web at www.livingassistance.com. For a Visiting Angels franchise or home care for a loved one, call 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE, L-I-V-E.
Thank you for calling vacationsandstuff.com. Looking for a hotel? How about a car? Are you sure you don't want a car? What about tickets to a show? No? Then how about the car? We've got pony rides. Why not? Not for you? What about a cruise? It's just like a hotel, except it floats. How about a
Sometimes car? You just need a hotel. When you do, go to hotels.com.
How about a facial then? Back wax? Stone massage?
With over 20 years of experience and over 140,000 hotels worldwide, why go anywhere else? At hotels.com, finding you the perfect place is all we do.
Hey y'all, this is Stephen Cochran. As a country artist, I have traveled around this great country of ours, often meeting our brave men and women in uniform. And as a Marine and veteran of both the Iraq and Afghan conflict, I know how important it is to thank our troops who defend our freedom each and every day. One of the best ways to thank them is to give their children and spouses the gift of education. Scholarships for 2 years, 4 years, and vocational school. This is exactly what a national charity, Thanks USA, does. Please go to their website, www.thanksusa.org, to make a generous donation to the Thanks USA Scholarship Fund for the families of the troops, and I thank you.
And we're back on News Talk WLOB. This is the HR Power Hour. David Chulo, your host, and we're here with Marty Perlmutter from the Maine Department of Labor's Rapid Response Team. Marty, thank you again for being here.
Great to be here, David.
So, you just mentioned a few minutes ago when we were at break about the Trade Act. Tell people about that.
There are a variety of programs through the Department of Labor, both through the state and the federal government. One of the most sought after, so to speak, is the Trade Act. When jobs are lost domestically because of foreign competition, jobs that move overseas, trade issues in general, employees who lose their jobs because of those issues could be eligible for some substantial reemployment and retraining benefits under the Trade Act. And very often companies are not aware of that availability, and one of my roles is to make people aware that they could certainly apply for that and the process in which to do so.
So what are some of the rules, requirements, things that have to happen for somebody to, you know, deal with the Trade Act or be eligible for the Trade Act?
If a company or even three individuals who've been laid off or someone like myself believes that there have been trade issues, I know this is going to shock you, but there's a very simple U.S. Department of Labor trade petition to fill out. Simple and...
What is it, only 30, 40, 50 forms?
It's just about 3 pages, and people are really surprised how simple that is. But basically, once that's been submitted, the U.S. Department of Labor investigates the cause of the layoff, and if trade issues are a primary cause, employees have the right to apply for benefits under the Trade Act. And again, there are some substantial reemployment and retraining benefits, as well as a weekly stipend while people are engaged in re-employment activities.
Do you think that this is an underused resource, and why?
I think it's up to people like myself to make employers aware that this is available. And again, so many people are not aware of that, and it's sometimes after the fact that we determine that that's probably a good idea to at least apply for that. So it's one of these programs, one of these services that just so many people are not aware of, and it's as much educating HR people, business owners, that this is out there. Manufacturing jobs have primarily been the focus, but service jobs as well, call center jobs that go overseas, people could be eligible for those types of benefits.
You know, it's interesting, certainly with the national economy and the Maine economy, what are the trends you're seeing at the Career Center? What are the overall, you know, focuses that the Career Centers are working at, and even your rapid response team?
No, we in Portland at least are holding monthly employer panels, and one thing that we held 2 months ago was an HR panel with manufacturing representatives, business owners, HR people, organizations like the Manufacturing Association of Maine comes in to the Career Center because their members have jobs. The fallacy, I believe, is that we have so many people saying there are no jobs. And I think the reality is, well, for some segments of the population, perhaps there are not such great opportunities, but for skilled workers, there are definitely opportunities.
You know, I talk about all the time, if you really go online and look, and you go to, for example, jobsinme.com, they're showing almost 3,000 to 4,000 jobs that are available here in Maine. You go to Monster Career Builder or any of the services, they are showing jobs in Maine, but there continues to be a skill gap that is between what is needed and what individuals have. You know, has there been any movement on that in terms of from a state perspective or for a career center perspective?
With a variety of programs that are available, one of the things that probably is not well known is something called Competitive Skills Scholarship Program, known as CSSP. The idea is to train individuals in high demand and high wage jobs. Now, at various times of the year, the career centers recruit for those programs. But unless someone has some inkling that that's available, they don't ask about it. Hopefully, they're told about it. But there is a push to help people in those high-wage and highly sought-after occupations.
Well, certainly we know from our recruiting that engineering is a huge area where there is a huge need. Actuaries in the medical field, certainly there is a huge need. These are areas that, you know, they just can't fill the positions as fast as the positions
right.
are coming available. But that does take retraining.
It does take training.
It does, you know,
exactly.
And that's, you know, that's the question that sometimes come up, is that how do you fix that problem?
So for people who have been laid off from jobs, there might be some assistance available with funding for retraining. And a lot of people thinking going to a school such as Southern Maine Community College. But there's also something called on-the-job training that people can avail themselves of. If an employer is willing to hire someone and train them, the incentive is a reimbursement of part of their wage while they're being trained. So someone who's not been in school for years and doesn't want to sit in a classroom, that's not the only way to learn new skills. So there are a variety of things available that a lot of times the general public and even HR managers, business owners are not aware of. One other thing I'd like to mention, if I may, there's a new push to save jobs, and it has to do with unemployment, and it has to do with job sharing. So when an employer is thinking about laying off a group of individuals, there's an option now to perhaps not lay off a group of people, but maybe to share the pain, if you want to call it that, reduce people's hours across the board and enable people to collect unemployment to sort of make up the difference in that pay. That's particularly helpful if an employer thinks there may be a downtime of a couple of months or whatever the time frame is. So rather than losing good employees, keeping them on but in a reduced capacity. It's called job sharing, and people can get more information through the unemployment division or at the career centers.
No, that's a great option, and certainly one that probably is new and innovative.
It is new.
You know, to try to keep people that are good and talented, but maybe there isn't the financial ability of the organization to hold them in that position at that time. You know, Marty, it's always great to talk to you. It's I won't hold against you that you're a native New Yorker, but that's okay. You know, here we are in Bostonville.
We'll talk about that in hushed tones, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. You know, certainly you're from, obviously, New York. What brought you to Maine?
I worked at a summer camp, and I think like so many people who had that summer experience in Maine, this was in Bridgeton, and after years of doing that, I decided to leave my job in New York and move here. And I think you and I actually have somewhat of a similar background years ago, both in the retail management field. I was an assistant buyer, of all things, in a retail location, and moved to Maine on a whim in 1975, and the rest is history.
No, that's great. Well, I certainly want to thank you for coming in today. I appreciate all the information that you've provided, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you, David. Good to be here.